We don't gain light through the scriptures. It will irritate us. I've heard people say, Pastor, where do I start to read the Bible? They want to start from where it will be easy. But there's no place that is easy when there's no light. Couldn't you go? Praise God. So it's so difficult to tell somebody this is where to start, except to tell you, switch on the light. That's the subject of our discourse this morning. Switch on the lights. That place we read said they continued in darkness. Why? Because they did not make effort to switch on the light. What is a switch? A switch is a device used to operate an appliance. It controls, in some cases, the brightness of the lamp, in the case of a lamp. By the switch, I mean, when you are driving, you have a switch for your lamp, right? You put it dim, and you put it beam. Why? Depending on how far you want to see, you operate what? The switch. Are you here or you ran out? Yes. Praise God. Lighthouse, you should have a culture that modulates light switch. We can't afford not to organize ourselves to modulate the light switch. Coming to this sanctuary, you can't have such a pressing need to operate your computer without locating the switch first. Otherwise, it will be wasteful, futile, vain. I've probably shared how I was given this wristwatch. Say, to God be the glory. But they didn't tell me how to switch it on, my sister. They didn't tell me. They only gave me wrapped. But to the right value, I switched it on. A few days after it was presented to me, the donor called me and said, Pastor, how are you enjoying your wristwatch? I said, I've not recovered from it. I've not been able to do any other thing. Now, he was encouraged because I switched it on. Imagine you call me. And I said, what's that you gave me? I don't even know what to do with it. He said, what? You know how unfit I would be if you would need to operate my gift. Lighthouse. Let's gain grace to switch on the light. A switch is it's not the light. It's just the control for the light. John 3:19. If you love the light, you will locate the switch. Switch is only unnecessary for those who don't need lights. See what the Bible says. Can we see it? NIV. It said, this is the verdict. Light, it didn't say switch, light has come to the world. So you have no claim to be in darkness. But people love darkness instead of light. Because what they are doing does not require light. Go on to the next verse. Everyone who does evil will not turn on the light. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it will hate it. Switch will be an obstruction. In fact, they will break it. You know, thieves, when they want to invade the house, they first of all go and cut the light. Say shame to the devil. And they will not come into the light. I'm sharing this with you so that you will know you have intolerance for darkness. Because truly, if you truly want to gain motion in your activity, you should turn on the light. Can you imagine when traveling on the road, you are following somebody's headlamp. Your car has no headlamp. Or you don't turn on the switch of your headlamp and you are following somebody else until he exits. Then he must be taking you home. They say, what's happening? In fact, they would call the police. They say, you are stalking them. Say, not here. You need to know how to operate your switch. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Go on to the next verse. But whoever lives by the truth, seek light. You need it. You come into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. I share this testimony. Now, don't laugh at me. I won't lie to you. You know what I'm saying? So don't laugh. Anytime I want to give fat offering, like $100 bill, I don't care if people see it. You know what I'm saying? You know, for that one, I turn on the light. But the day is $1 bill. Then I invoke, don't let the right hand see what the left hand is doing. Can I tell you a secret? There's no need to fold the money if you can turn on the light on it. Did you catch that? Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So you know, rumpling it is not being humble. It's destructive. Praise God. But the truth, lesson I want to bring from that is that we are comfortable when what we are doing is right. Did you catch that? Now the scripture says we need to operate in the light. What is light? Light brings to view of all the same thing. Light brings to the view of all the same thing. It makes it open or public. It would be uncanny if we are all seeing different things in this room under the same light. If somebody is arguing, I will wear a pink shirt. You ask him, are you blind? He said, but we're in church together. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm going. So light causes us to have a common view of the same thing. It makes truth to be known. It does not tell on anyone. It helps everyone. We should never be afraid of light as if it's going to implicate us. Light does not implicate. Light helps. Ephesians 5:9-13. Ephesians 5:9-13. So from today, may we gain grace to love the light. Let's see it in the NIV Sweden. You know, when God said to me that we'll be talking about light, ooh, that's our name. We shouldn't find any darkness in this church. You know what I'm saying? Nothing undercover. Nothing to be stumbled upon. Full of transparency to the glory of God. We have multiple people who have access to our bank account. I didn't learn that in any church. I don't have personal custody of the church account. Like five of us or so. So God be the glory. Who can log in anytime to see what is happening? Why? Because we switch on the light. Even people who used to be signatories to our accounts who are no longer in the church, we refrain from taking their name off the signatory, so that they can be monitoring what we are saying and how good we are going. Give God a hand clap. I have no personal property in this church. We don't lock anywhere here that you can't go there. There's no drawer with a lock. It can't be my house if it's God's house. Otherwise, God can open it and say, see what he kept here. Praise the Lord. But see what the Bible says here. It said, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Let's go on quickly. And find out, light helps us to find out what pleases the Lord. He said, and he now encourages us, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather switch on the light on them. Expose them. Go on to the next. We're going to 13. He said, it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything that the light is turned upon, everything exposed by the light becomes visible. And everything that is illuminated becomes a light. You will be found there in Jesus' name. Amen. So we see light illuminates. It brings things to view. It renders evidence. You won't speak much if you turn on the light. You leave everyone to see what you are saying. Light informs, it instructs. It makes one to understand. John 8:12. Jesus said, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light. Notice it's not the switch. What we are looking at is switch on the light. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but we have what? Light. So there is the light of life. Many times life will become confusing, distressful, frustrating. Why not? If the light of life is not turned on. No matter I'm familiar with the terrain and the arrangement of this room, I will need a reflection of how last I knew this place was arranged if I have to walk in it in darkness. If I won't turn on the light, I will be envisaging the last time I was here, this is how the chairs were. God help me if somebody rearrange it. Lighthouse. We can't live life guessing. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Why did I share that experience or that scenario? See what the Bible says where we live. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2. The scripture says, darkness, see it in NIV. It says, see, darkness covers what? So, forget about the light. In the sunshine, take it out. I shared at the earlier service. If the sun brings everything to light, there will be no need for FBI. Praise God. If the sun brings everything to light, there will be no need for, because every eye brings out what is not easily known or seen. So that's not what we are talking about. He says, see, but our heart, despite it, daddy, it humbles me how everybody does wrong without being discovered. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like we all look good, but it never looked like we did anything wrong. Look at me now. You will never know some evil things I've done. You know what I'm saying? Why? I didn't switch on the light. But thank God I'm in the light now. To God be the glory. Oh, praise God. God warned me of that long ago. He said, you want to walk for me or you want to walk with me? Your public and private life must what? Must match. Praise God. Watch me. Man is too small to regulate my conduct. I watch myself by myself. Including if somebody is there or if somebody is not there. But don't worry, you don't need that. It's for me. Here you go. It's for me. I'm just sharing this with us. so that we can gain grace in life. Amen. See the environment we live in. He says, darkness covers the earth we are in, and thick darkness is over the people. So that you have to take responsibility to turn on the light for your life. We can't outsource it. We can't delegate it. We can't avoid it. Lest, like it says in Psalm 8 verse 32 verse 5, they walk on in darkness. He said, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over all the people. That's the environment where we live. What's this darkness that is over the people? Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 18. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. It says, they are darkened in their understanding. And because of the darkness of the over their understanding, they are separated from the life of God. Because of the ignorance that darkness brought into them. Due to the hardening of their hearts. Go to the next verse. Having lost what? All sensitivity. They have given themselves over to sensuality. As to indulge in every kind of impurity. And they are full of greed. Where is this life? John chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Let's look at verse 4. John 1, 4. It talked about the light of life. In him, talking about Jesus, who is the word of God, from verse 1, he said, in the beginning was the word was God, the word is God, it was saved in the beginning, all things were made by him, and now it was anything made that was made. And in verse 4, he now says, in the word was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. We go to verse 9, see that. He said, this is the true light that giveth light to everyone who was coming to the world. Now, we've seen what the light is. How do I switch on the light? We saw that interesting account in John chapter 8. Let's go quickly to 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 6. This is the story of a man that encountered darkness in life. In verse 1, the Bible says, while he and his friends, or he and his men, went out of Ziklag, some people came and attacked their men, their wives, and children. You still see that? He said, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. They had gone from Ziklag to go to a war God did not command. Anyway, they came back. So on the third day, they came back to their place. But before they came back, Bible says the Amalekites, who are their enemies, have raided their place. And they attacked Ziklag and are taking captive their wives and their women, everyone, both young and old. They killed none of them but carried them off as they went on their way. So all things about them were stolen away. See what happened to them in verse 3. And when David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Look at verse 4. Let's go on through that. So David and his men did what? But that gave them no clue to come out of the darkness that enveloped them. You tell somebody, stop crying. Switch on the light. I mean, imagine you get home in the night. And instead of switching on the light, you are crying. And somebody say, why are you crying? Say, there's no light. I beg your pardon. Are you out of your mind? Did you switch on the light? This is Nigeria. This is America. Talking about that, I remember when we wanted to buy the first car we used in this country. And, you know, I just came from yonder country then. So I was still like, I was in America, but with yonder country mentality. So, I did some research and I discovered that the the sales rep gave us the car cheaper than I was prepared to pay. I said, what? Because the guy knew I researched it. So the numbers I was giving to him was accurate. So he said, okay, you know what? Don't worry. He gave us he said, okay, pay this amount. Let's cut the long story short. He knew I was right. Daddy, sorry, lights out. I called my people. I said, the guy who took me there, I said, this car has accidents. Say shame to the devil. You know, the guy said, is one of my children in the Lord. He calls me Gio. He said, Gio, are you out of your mind? He said, this is not Nigeria. He said, there is warranty on this car. He can't do that. I said, are you serious? I said, how can he pay us lower than what I wanted to pay? It's an accidental car. I said, he said, no, Gio, you can't think that. You are using Nigeria, praise God. To God be the glory. Yeah, it wasn't accidental. Why? There's no light in me. Now, the Bible says here, so David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength to weep. Go on to the next verse. David's two wives had been captured. Lights, you have to roll up. Gaining responsibility to turn on the light. Do you know, I shared last Sunday, there is conservation of energy. Energy cannot be destroyed. It only can be transferred or transformed. You know, he said energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So you see, when you have an energy, right, don't waste it. Don't use it to cry. Praise God, use it to move. Praise the Lord. Look, Bible says they wept until they had no more energy to weep. David and his two wives had been captured. Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal. You remember Nabal? Okay. They had become. Bible says David was greatly distressed because the men were talking about stoning him. They said, you are the cause of this. Apart from him losing his own wife, the others too were using it. They wanted to kill him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David did what? Found strength in the Lord. What did he do? He switched on the light. This is the next verse. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son, bring me the ephod. Ephod is the priestly attire for hearing God. He said, Abiathar brought it unto him. Go on to the next verse. And David switched on the light. Lighthouse, you must have a culture to switch on the light. Bible, we learn that at the vigil in Luke chapter 15. It said a woman lost her hearing. What did she do first? She lit a candle. You can't be so desperate that you will leave off to turn the light. He said, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Pursue them? And he said, you will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. And with that light, he recovered everything. Let's go quickly to John chapter 8 now. John chapter 8. How do I turn on the light, Pastor? John chapter 8, verse 5. This was the story of a woman caught in adultery, and they brought this case to the light. They haven't switched on the light yet. Jesus was the light. You remember? Jesus said, it was in that scripture in verse 12 of it, he said, I'm the light of the world, right? So they came. They've arrested the woman. So they came. And they said, in the law of Moses, roll up to verse 4, sweetheart. And said to teacher, to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. Go on now. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. What do you have to say? Go on. They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write. Can we see it in KJV? There's something important being missed there. He said, "This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though what? He heard them not." So he's like, you know what? He ignored them. Let's put it that way. So they did what? They continued asking him. I want us to take note of that activity there. Because many times you say you don't know what to do, or you have done what you know. But all you did is not all there is to be done. They could have gone back when Jesus didn't answer them. Say, God save this woman today. Or they wouldn't have gone to kill that woman. God save this man today. They could have gone to kill that woman. But Bible says they continue doing what? Asking him, "What will you do if you haven't got a clue about what you need to know? Will you leave off asking? Will you leave off researching?" That's the point I want us to make. See what the Bible says here. Bible says when they continued asking him, they turned on the light in Christ. Did you see that? Bible says he lifted up himself. You know, when we switch on the light, what direction does it go? You've got the hand clap. Except in the UK. Praise God. You know, I know. Anyway, don't let us go there. Let's go on. I noticed that everything they done in the UK one way, they do it in the other way here. Even the doorknob. If you can go to UK today and check it out, okay? See how this door is. When you get to the UK, you see the knob here, it will be on the other side. Including how we drive. They really turn on the light here, I tell you. But I like it here, I tell you. But the lesson I want to say is the Bible says, listen, they continued. He lifted up himself and said unto them, he shone light about what they believe. He brought light into the context of the law of Moses. And when the light was shown, everybody ran away. Stand up for your feet. Jesus said, and that rescued the woman. Lighthouse. You must have a culture to do what? Switch on the light. Jesus said, he that has no sin, let him cast the first stone. They were in the darkness. They had a view that was dark, or that had darkness in it. And that is why it's so delicate to in darkness pass judgment. Because when the light is turned on, like I shared here, somebody said, you and her husband, Amy, how long God will judge between you and I? Only for God to show off and you were judged and condemned. Praise the Lord. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. Go to verse 8. And he stooped down again. The light was turned on. Verse 9. And when they heard it, light came on everybody. And one by one, they left. Was anybody condemned in that event? No. But everybody was saved. Nobody was killed. Go to the next verse. Jesus lifted and said, woman, where are those thy accuser? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, the light didn't come on you to destroy you. Go and don't do it again. Look at verse 12 now. And Jesus, see what they were talking. Where would light have featured in all that discussion? But Jesus was telling them here, when you switch on the light, you will not walk in darkness, but you will have light that brings life. Let's lift our hands to Jesus. my heart, O God.